we knew there was something exciting coming off, because it was like having an inner feeling. You'd been there for days and days, and everybody was laying around and waiting. It was like a feeling of waiting. And on the aerodrome, well, before that, the day before the invasion, we got to know the crew of a little tug there on the quay at Lymington, by the Ship Inn. And this little tug used to take stores and rations out to the Solent. The Solent was solid with Liberty ships, landing craft and Liberty ships, loaded to the gunwales with soldiers and equipment. And they'd been there for a week, maybe two or three days at least. And the tug used to take the stores and mail out. And so Archie, the guy on the tug, said, "Do you want to have a trip out in the Solent?" I said, "Yeah, fine, lovely, why not?" And that was a wonderful trip. And he said, "Well, when we get out to the ships, you'll have to get down in the engine room, because I'm not allowed to have civilians on board." And I remember looking out of the light of the engine room, up at the sides of this Liberty ship, all these soldiers, all these young boys, all leaning over the top, you know, all looking down. Anything that was different for them to take them out of their boredom. They used to see every boat go by. And I've wondered years later, however many of them must have died out there, never came back. That was just prior to the invasion.